last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, one of the most contentious aspects of next week's budget is going to be the expected cut in VAT for the hospitality sector. Reducing the rate down from now 13.5% to 9% has been long called for by the industry, which is struggling to manage with high costs of the currently. However, many have argued that this upcoming budget is expected to be far more conservative than recent years. No cost of living package is expected and the money could potentially be spent better elsewhere. To discuss this, I'm joined by Adrian Cummins, Chief Executive of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, and Dr. Laura Bambrick as well, who's Social Policy Officer at the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. Adrian, if I can start with you on this one. We were talking about this in the business news yesterday. When it comes to insolvency, there's a lot of restaurants particularly that have been going to the wall early on this year. Is cutting the VAT rate going to make that much of a difference, really?
Absolutely. We've been calling for this rate reduction for the last number of years for our industry. It'll bring us in line with the average across Europe. It'll help us to be more competitive and it'll give stability and confidence to the market in terms of viability for our industry, which is a low margin sector employing a huge amount of people across rural and regional Ireland. It's nearly the only employment in parts of Ireland in terms of tourism, hospitality. And the government have it in the programme for government that there would be a reduction in the VAT rate. And the Thornish that did give a solemn promise to the sector that this would be delivered upon.
When do you expect it to be delivered upon, though? I mean, ultimately, there are certainly some waves of speculation at the moment that this might be pushed back into next year, even that it might necessarily come into effect straight away.
Well, we've lobbied for that this would come into effect on the 1st of January 2026, because that's when businesses will have a lean, hard winter. When they're going into, in terms of cash flow, cost, input costs still rising and cost of business not stabilizing. So we would expect the 1st of January for that. And it's important that the government deliver upon it. And it's only for food service. It's not the entire hospitality sector. It is only those businesses that serve food that will benefit from the VAT rate reduction.
Okay, well, the figure is 150 food-led Irish businesses shut their doors in the first 3 months of 2025. That was according to research from yourselves, the Restaurant Association of Ireland. Now, Deloitte Ireland, I've got a very different take on this, Adrian. They think that cutting the VAT rate is unlikely to change those insolvency rates that I mentioned. We're talking about 103 insolvencies in the hospitality sector. What's your response to them saying that the VAT rate won't have a material effect?
Well, Deloitte are in the business of looking for clients in terms of examinerships and scarps. So, the PR people are using the opportunity here to get their message out there that they're open for business. Our as a trade association, our job is to try and protect businesses, keep them open, and give them a platform so they can have a viable opportunity in keeping their doors and open and staff retained. And what we've seen is over the last number of months that the market and that the viability of our industry is, it's not viable to open a business now with high labour cost and the margins are so thin. Government now have accepted that. They understand where we're coming from. And hence, that's why the VAT reduction is on the table with regards to the budget next Tuesday.
Laura, when it comes to some of the recent research as well, looking at the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, they were looking at, what this VAT rate is potentially going to cost the government. And they break it down as this would be 11,000 nurses. This would potentially be nearly 8,000 more teachers if the money was to be used elsewhere. Is there a strong enough argument that this is actually a good way for the government to spend their money?
No, there is no viable evidence, verifiable evidence to support the narrative that this is a sector, overall a sector in crisis. If we look what's happening with closures, the number of openings is far surpassing the number of closures. And that's always been the way with the hospitality sector. If we look at employment in the sector compared to 2019, pre-pandemic, we have an increase of 11.5% more people working in hospitality. We also, since those days, have increased the minimum wage, we've increased sick pay and PRSI, but still we're seeing growth, still we're seeing more businesses opening than closing. And that isn't just the likes of Deloitte or PwC, that's the National Competitive Council also making the case not only that, you know, that this is a bad use of money, but that it's not justified, that there are better ways to support individual, and nobody is disputing that there are individual small businesses struggling. But when we hear that it's only the food sector that is going to benefit, if we dig down under the top line figure of who the food sector are, where we're spending our money when we're spending it on food service, close to 40% of it will go on fast food, or it will go on food takeout like the deli counter.
Just on that point, because I'll bring Adrian in a second as well. That would also indicate that quite a few of those fast food companies are big corporations who will benefit as much as the family business who may well be affected by the cost of trade at the moment.
Yeah, so we're hearing this counterpoint that the vast majority of employers in this sector are small employers, that they have fewer than 10 employees. So they're micro businesses. But the way this subsidy will work is it's not a flat amount of money that will go to each employer separately. So the bigger the business you are, the bigger your turnover, the more you're going to benefit from this VAT reduction. And that's where. So 40% are going to those big chains, big national and global chains. Around 20% of it is also going to hotels. We're hearing that this isn't to do with hotels because they're not getting the benefit for the bed night. But 20% of the money we spend on food is in hotels. In and around another, just under 20% is in pubs. And it's only 20%, a fifth of all spending, is in the traditional restaurants, the cafes and the small coffee shops. So if we want to support our local, our small, our Irish-owned, our Indigenous businesses in rural sectors, you have to ask yourself, is this the way to do it? Because it's a super, super expensive outlay. And it's not just this year, it's every year going forward. So we're hearing some creative accountancy going on in government buildings where it won't be introduced until July. So it gives them a bigger bit of wriggle room for this budget. But the next budget, it will be the 675 million for this VAT reduction for food services.
Adrian, just to take up that point, is this too wide-reaching then if it's a case that your big international food companies, say a big fast food company who are delivering massive profits around the world, will get as much benefit from this as a small coffee shop who are struggling with the cost of electricity and the increased cost of staff right now? Should this not be more targeted then?
Yeah, well, there's 2 points here. First of all, with regard to VAT, that has to be applied across the board. You can't separate it out for big company, small company. That's just not allowable under EU law and under our own tax law also. Second of all, with regard to this debate around multinationals versus Indigenous Irish, I want to point out that many of those multinationals, those businesses, that they're on a franchise basis. These are Irish people or whatever, citizens of this country that has bought a franchise in the local town or area to establish a restaurant under a brand. They employ locally, they pay their taxes locally. So there are micro businesses with using an international brand to market the product. So this thing about, you know, international brands benefiting from the VAT reduction, it's the franchisees that are benefiting from it, and they're all micro businesses themselves. And to be fair to our sector, we've said very clearly that, you know, we are a labour-intensive industry. We want to create jobs in places in Ireland that there is no other employment possible. It's hospitality is the only show in town for employment for people, either students going to college, people living locally, and they want to raise their families in a local area. So the VAT is huge for those businesses to be viable and sustainable into the future. And I think the government now understand where we're coming from on the area of viability and what margins are like in our industry.
Just one final one for you, Adrian. If this is all signed off on ahead of the budget and these cuts come in, and maybe it might be January before it takes place, is the consumer going to feel it at the till? Are things going to become less expensive if this VAT rate is cut?
Well, it's not for me to instruct our membership or our industry what they should do that prohibits it under competition law. Each business will make up their own mind whether they can pass it on or not. At the moment, the margins are either no margin, making a loss, or making a small profit. Those businesses will decide whether they can pass on that reduction to their own customers or not. It's on an individual basis they'll be able to do that.
I don't know, or where the taxpayer might think it should definitely be passed on to them.
Yeah, I think the taxpayer needs to remind themselves it's them that pay VAT. VAT is a tax on consumers. Businesses, for all intents and purposes, are tax collectors. They collect the 13.5% in order then just to hand it on to revenue. What is being suggested by this no strings attached handout is that we will still pay the same price as we paid before the cut, but then the business will just pass on the equivalent of 9% instead of that 13% and be able to do what they will with the 4.5%. But this is a tax on consumers, not on businesses.
Dr. Laura Bambrick from the Irish Congress of Trade Unions and Adrian Cummins, Chief Executive of the Restaurants Association of Ireland. Many thanks for joining us on The Last Word.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.